This is Miles' first TV interview since revealing he was the person behind the pen more than 2 years ago when he turned the White House upside down with that now infamous Trump resistance op-ed and subsequent book warning about the president's unfitness for office. The former chief of staff at Homeland Security under Secretary Nielsen was a very big and inside position. What did Anonymous and others actually stop from happening? How worried was he and were others in-house? How many are still there? Insight into why Biden is hitting the notes that he is in this campaign, especially in the final week. And also, why did Miles Taylor conduct himself the way he has? Let's start there. Miles Taylor, thank you for taking the opportunity.
Hey, Chris, as always, thank you for having me.
All right. First, what matters most, certainly to me. You lied to us, Miles. You were asked in August if you were anonymous here on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and you said no. Now, why should CNN keep you on the payroll after lying like that?
Chris, it's a great question. And I'll just give you the blunt truth. When I published a warning, I said in the book that if asked, I would strenuously deny I was the author. And here's the reason. Because the things I said in that book were ideas that I wanted Donald Trump to challenge on their merits. We have seen over the course of 4 years that Donald Trump's preference is to find personal attacks and distractions to pull people away from criticisms of his record. I wrote that work anonymously to deprive him of that opportunity and to force him to answer the questions on their merits. And I'll tell you what happened, Chris. The end result is the president couldn't